Welcome to all of you from all of your centers. Today, we'll talk about Dhamma like we usually do every Friday, and we gather together to share our views. And the Dhamma topic that we'll talk about is something that is usually near to us. We meet with this constantly. Today, we'll talk about the topic of what is being selfish like, and what is being unselfish like? How do we differentiate between these two behaviors? All of us live in this world, and we have social groups that we are a part of. We gain an education in school and university. We have friends, close ones, and acquaintances. At work, we have co-workers, and we have family and relatives. We don't just live alone. And when we are together in these social groups, some people will have selfishness. They see and act for their own benefit. And some people will have acts of sacrificing for others' benefit. And even just for ourselves, we probably have met with certain difficult situations where we try not to be selfish, but we may lose our mindfulness and end up being selfish regardless. Maybe our mindfulness wasn't able to keep up with the selfishness. Or we may later on be able to bring up enough mindfulness to know that we are being selfish, and then we quickly change and do something about it. We are likely to have experienced this. So here we will look at what do we call selfishness and what is called unselfishness. I have a question as well. If in society, in work, I have friends and co-workers, and sometimes I don't help them out, but I'm not harming them, is this called selfishness, Tanajan? Here we have to learn about this as it is important. Let us discuss and ask for others' opinions on what views you have about this selfishness and unselfishness. Meet and talk about it. Let us see what do people usually think about this subject. Is it an interesting topic? It is interesting. Okay, then go discuss it. Can you see that every person has this problem of selfishness? This selfishness isn't something trivial. It is the first step on the ladder for us to become a good person. And from a good person to develop into someone who has the higher dhammas until letting go. So letting go is like the highest point. Selfishness is like the floor. But Dhamma practitioners want to get right to letting go. They aren't interested in doing anything about their selfishness. They do everything for their own good. Like this, they won't get anywhere. Because being together in society, as a lay person or at work, they need to help each other out. It is a foundation. Or for the monks who ordain and live in a monastery, they have monastic duties such as morning and evening chanting, going for alms, or work and chores like sweeping the monastery grounds, doing duties such as cleaning the toilets or other physical work. They need to help out with it. This topic is actually something that is quite refined. For instance, if the monks go to group chanting and one monk chants loudly, then another monk just lets that monk chant loudly themselves and they don't chant loud. They feel like their throat is dry and they let the others chant. This is selfishness already. It's like going to group chanting but not really going to chanting. It's not different than being in one's own dwelling. Not different at all. Because they don't chant. They don't get anything good out of it. Going to chanting is for us to chant. It's not that we just sit there and let the others chant. It's not like that. If everyone thought like this, that we just sit there quietly and let the others chant, and there are only two or three people chanting, will it work? It won't work. They may think it's letting go. It's not. This is letting go in terms of someone who has no wisdom, of a stupid person. Letting go is a Dhamma that is extremely high. It's for someone who has wisdom that has sacrificed fully. Someone who understands completely about sacrificing for others' benefit. When they are at this level, then they can truly let go. But when we can let go sometimes, that is good. But it shouldn't be that our normal foundation is that we are selfish and that we say we are letting go. That is letting go of sensibility. It's like we aren't interested. For example, our friend is working and lifting something heavy and we see them and we don't do anything. We don't help them out. We don't help them in their activity they're doing. This is not letting go. It's like we have eyes, but we don't have eyes. Or if we hear the bell to indicate that one must go to morning chanting, we have ears, we hear the sound, but we sleep in and don't go to chanting. It's like we have ears, but we don't have ears. This is not right. We have eyes to see and have ears to hear. It is to let go of our selfishness. It's the beginning foundation. This is an important beginning virtue that will lead us to head to the higher Dhammas. Venerable Ajahn Chah would strictly emphasize about selfishness. When we live together, we need to share things with each other. When the monks get food and gather it together, it's not that we are sitting ahead of 9 monks and we go to get the food first and then we take 2 or 3 bags of food so that it's not enough for the monks at the back of the line. That is being selfish already. It's not sharing. The lay people come and share the food with the monks, and then if the monks don't share with each other, then that is very bad. Worse than lay people. Ajahn Chah taught like this. And there are more examples to share on this topic in regards to the monks. Is it good to look after the monks' dwellings and monastery buildings? Check to see if the water is leaking. Is the tap turned off fully? Are the lights left on or off? Help to look after all the buildings and things in the monastery. Don't be like a blind or deaf person. Help each other out. This is about living together in the monastery. And I think the work environment is like that as well. But most people like to compare themselves with others. They think, I have wisdom. I am better than others. So this is someone who is stupid. We should see that if we investigate this behavior of selfishness, that it's something that is refined. If we earn money and we don't donate anything, is that selfish? It's not selfish, because it's ours. But a smart person will exchange part of their wealth to become merit, to be wealth in their heart. But if they don't do it, it isn't anything wrong, because they didn't steal from others. It's like this. Do you understand? Being unselfish, is that about practicing sacrifice for others' benefit? Sometimes we can sacrifice for others, but sometimes we feel lazy and not diligent. We feel like that we don't want to go do it. If it's the monks, they may feel like they don't want to go to group chanting. They don't want to go to alms, but they want to eat. These are all the feelings of one who feels higher than others. But when we have these type of feelings, we shouldn't want them. We don't want them. We have to practice in being unselfish. Put effort into doing the Kawat Patipada, the monastic duties and daily observances of a monk. Or for lay people, they have to help each other out in work and duties. This is having metta, loving kindness for each other as well. This is an important foundation. And there is another example as well. There was one woman who was going to a job interview, and she was walking there, and she came across some rubbish that had spilt out of a fallen rubbish bin. She was on the way to a job interview, but she had the consideration to go and pick up all the rubbish first. And then she went to go to the interview. And do you know what the result of the interview was? When she got there, the boss said, "We don't need to interview you. You've got the job." Because he had seen on the CCTV camera when she had picked up the rubbish. I don't know if he was testing her deliberately, but he saw on the video feed that she picked up the rubbish, that she had consideration, and she was someone who society wanted. Wherever there are many people like this, that place will prosper. But if there are places where there are selfish people, then it's trouble. Or if there are a lot of selfish people like this, it will be even greater trouble. That place won't prosper. So everyone needs to help out to overcome our feeling of selfishness. Make sure to separate selfishness and letting go correctly. It's like the sky and the ground. It's not like letting go in the way of someone without wisdom, like a stupid person who doesn't do anything. Another example of this was a disciple of Ajahn Chah. Part of the roof of this monk's dwelling had collapsed, and he didn't go fix it. He didn't do anything. He said he was letting go. Ajahn Chah said this was the letting go of someone stupid. If he was really letting go, then there would be no need to move over. Just be in the sun and rain. Why is there a need to move over? He thought he was letting go. But it's letting go in terms of someone without wisdom. This is someone who is called selfish. And they aren't looking after the monastery buildings. And it's an offense in the monastic discipline as well. So this topic is important about selfishness and unselfishness. We must train from this important beginning foundation. Those coming to Ajahn Chah's monastery, Wat Nongpa Phong, he would emphasize about giving up selfishness a lot. If there was any work, everyone had to help out, whether it was light or hard work. They all had to take it up and do it. And it was everything. Hauling water, going for alms, group chanting. You couldn't miss out. Otherwise, it'd be a very big deal. Whatever you were doing, you had to put it down first. When the bell was struck, gong, then everyone had to gather together to haul water. It was like that. And it made everyone have mental strength. And this mental strength is really important. Even for the more senior monks, maybe they were 35 years old or more, they were still told to at least come and see the work. Even if they didn't do much physically, they should still be around and help to hold this or that. It was a way to give encouragement to the younger junior monks, which was considered important. Ajahn Chah taught in this way. It would lead to harmony as well, right? Yes, harmony as well. So in conclusion, many people have and will have this behavior of selfishness, but we need to work at giving it up. When we can give it up and can improve at it, in the end, we will be able to let go of it completely. In the beginning, we need to let go of selfishness. Be firstly someone of sacrifice through words and actions. Do benefit for yourself and benefit for others. This is important. So you understand? I understand.